The American people are strongly behind President Bush and approve of his handling of the attacks on this country. In fact, the president has reached historic levels of public approval since September 11th. People in this country are also strongly committed to military action against terrorism. And most people are paying very close attention to the news about this crisis. Andrew Kohut is the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. He joins us in our Washington studio. Andy, your polling shows that people are willing to support military action, and what I thought was fascinating was that the numbers don't go down very much when you suggest that that action might be accompanied by substantial casualties.
The levels of support for force aren't challenged by the idea that we might lose a lot of men and women, not challenged by the idea that there might be civilian casualties. I've spent my entire career measuring how reluctant the American public has been to use force in the post-Vietnam, post-Cold War era. There's nothing like that now. Every poll shows 80% or more saying this is the thing to do.
Even more strongly than the American people approved of the Gulf War?
Much more strongly. There were more questions about the Gulf War. There was a debate about when to start it. What exists here is not only support for the idea of using force, but a real understanding of what the problem is. When we ask people, how long is this going to take to achieve success? They don't say days, they don't say weeks, they say months or years. They understand it's going to be a long time, and they also understand that it's going to be difficult. Only 39% say they're very confident we're going to achieve success. On the eve of the Gulf War, the Los Angeles Times found 61% with that same question.
So a fairly clear-sighted view of what's involved here.
A very clear-sighted, informed view. 85% of the public watching television, listening to radio nonstop. There's no disengagement here. This isn't like whether we're going to let Poland into NATO. This is about our national interest, clearly.
And I assume that must be in large measure because the United States was itself attacked. This is not something where you have to spend a lot of time puzzling over whether this is in our national interest.
It's very clear to people. Half the public say they worry a great deal whether they're going to be victims. And even the percentage of the public who are not in the East and not in big cities understand the consequences of this for the country.
Is this commitment to military action, does it arise from a desire for vengeance, or is it something else?
Well, there's a degree of punishment, feeling that the terrorists should be punished. 75% or 80% say yes, that's true. But when we say, well, what's the greater reason to do this, for the reason of deterring future attacks or punishment, by 3-to-1 margin, people say we have to deter, we have to do this to make sure it doesn't happen again or reduce the chances of it happening again. In fact, there was a question in this poll which absolutely stunned me. When we said, what's more important, that we build up our defenses at home to protect ourselves from another attack or take military action to try to destroy these terrorist networks, a plurality said take military action. And it's surprising when people take an aggressive approach over self-protection. I think in part because people feel that the country can't seal itself off. It's going to be very hard to protect us. People are fearful. And in a sense, what they're saying is the best defense is a good offense.
Andy, thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Andrew Kohut is the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.